Okay, well, it is that time again as the GAC is rolling around to Bruin Fieldhouse and Bartlesville. Evan Farbach, sports director here at Bartlesville Radio. And I'm with Will Pruitt, the commissioner of the Great American Conference, and Bob Pomeroy, of course, the chairman of the Bartlesville Sports Commission. And I know last year when we were doing some of these interviews, the future of the GAC in Bartlesville was a little up in the air. We knew that 2016 would be at Bruin Fieldhouse, and Mr. Pruitt, it sounds like that's going to continue for three more years.
Yeah, we're very excited to be back here in Bartlesville. You know, we've gone through a bid process, number of communities across our geographic footprint in Oklahoma and Arkansas, you know, showed interest in having the event, and you know, we're thrilled to be back in Bartlesville, obviously here in March, but now with the extension for 2017, 2018, and 19.
If you could maybe kind of walk us through the process from beginning to end, what Bartlesville and the Sports Commission did and what some of the other communities did to bid on this and the process of how it came back to Bartlesville.
Sure. The conference issued a RFP, which essentially just outlined the things that we needed to have a successful event, just lay out the expectations, to have a quality student-athlete experience. And then we had the deadline, which was back in last fall, for interested communities to submit their proposals to host the event. That went, our basketball coaches vetted the proposals. Our athletic directors made a recommendation in their meeting back in December. And the GAC Council of Presidents unanimously voted to come back to Bartlesville when they met January 16th at the NCAA convention in San Antonio.
And what about Bartlesville do the other administrators and coaches and presidents and athletic directors and all of them like? What is it about this community?
Well, Bruin Fieldhouse it's a beautiful place to play basketball. It really fits the needs of a Division II conference tournament very well. You have enough locker space. It's a really good place to administer a tournament, the way the seating's above the floor, plenty of storage space, you have the hospitality. All those things are great, but there's other communities that have very nice venues, worthy places to play a Division II basketball championship. But the big thing, when you go back to, the leadership of, the people at the BSC and just the enthusiasm that Bartlesville has for our event and the tremendous amount of volunteers and just how those people make the fans that come into for the tournament, they make it feel like it's a big-time important event, and it really does come back to the people here in Bartlesville.
And you touched on that answer, which was something else I wanted to ask you about, and we'll probably talk with Mr. Pomeroy about that as well. But the people in this community just coming to the games and supporting it and having interest in schools in state and in Arkansas and in the GAC and just coming throughout the week, that plays a part in this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're able to get that local support in the stands. Yeah, and just little things when we come to town for the championship, the signage that's up on, when you go down streets in Bartlesville, the welcomes that you get from people in hotels, restaurants, etc. It really does make it feel like it really is the biggest show in town for that particular week.
I know that the GAC in the last couple of years has gone under some expansions, and I know you had a school or two that was working on getting full-time Division II. Where are you at now with your membership, and how does that affect, or does it affect at all, the tournament layout or brackets, things like that?
It really doesn't impact the tournament layout. We're 12 members, 11 of which have full NCAA membership. We're excited that Northwestern Oklahoma State University, they're eligible for the championship this year. Their first opportunity to come over and be a part of the tournament. We've added Oklahoma Baptist University. They're in a provisional status. They're still 2 years. We would anticipate that their first chance to compete in the GAC championship would be 2018. But, obviously, for local interest, those are schools along with Southern Nazarene, which was one of our other expansion institutions. They have some alumni. You know, they have student athletes from this part of the state. So we feel like, you know, those are things that are really going to help us, you know, grow the event as we go forward.
If we want to speak specifically to 2016 now, if we could talk about dates and precise times of, you know, how many games there are going to be each day of the week and things like that, what are we talking about as the calendar turns to March here and we're just a few weeks out from it now?
Right. You know, we flip-flop every year. Men play first some years. Women play first. You know, we kick everything off on Thursday, March 3rd with four men's games, 12 to 15, evening session, 5:45 and 8 o'clock. Same schedule on Friday, except it's the ladies in action that day. Semifinals Saturday with men's semifinals in the afternoon session at 12 and 2:15. Women's semifinals that evening. Sunday, men's championship at 1 o'clock, women's championship at 3:30. We're excited that we're able to bring Rumble back from the Oklahoma City Thunder to do his show on Thursday, and a little bit different twist that we've not done before. You know, certainly hope everyone still comes out, but we'll have ESPN3 coverage for the semis and championship game. So it's going to be a chance for us to, you know, showcase the Great American Conference in Bartlesville to that ESPN online audience. So it's going to be a great 4 days of basketball.
Talking with Will Pruitt, the commissioner of the Great American Conference, and Bob Pomeroy, chairman of the Bartlesville Sports Commission. And as Mr. Pruitt mentioned, Bartlesville getting the GAC tournament for 2017, 2018, and 2019. And how many years has it been now? Because it's been several years in a row. This is going to continue for quite a long time.
Right. This is our fifth year. The GAC, we've never known a conference basketball championship any place but Bartlesville. And we, last year was the first student athletes had gone through a 4-year class of playing in the GAC. This is championship number 5, and you know, we're really excited to extend that relationship to what will be 8 years by the end of that contract.
We talked about the administrators and presidents and their thoughts about Bartlesville and getting the tournament back here at Bruin Fieldhouse, but I would guess the student athletes' experience in Bartlesville has got to be part of that as well. And what have you heard feedback-wise from them as far as the tournament is concerned?
Now, I think our student athletes really enjoy coming to Bartlesville. I think there's a little bit of, you know, in some cases, particularly, you know, we have a lot of out-of-state athletes, out-of-the-region athletes. And most of our student athletes do come from Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, but we have some there from outside the region. And I think their initial reaction is, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, why are we doing our championship there? But, you know, when they come, you know, the BSC, all of the volunteers, you know, it really is their week to shine. And, you know, it's such a big-time atmosphere for them that I think our student athletes – and, you know, we've got plenty of evidence from some of our post-game press conferences over the past few years. You know, they certainly enjoy coming to Bartlesville.
And we can get Bob Pomeroy in on this now as well, because you mentioned the volunteers, and that's something else that I wanted to talk about, because that's a part of this as well. And I know that that's something that the Bartlesville Sports Commission begins kind of beating the drum on in early February, late January, is that you all have some opportunities for people in the community to help out with the tournament at a volunteer level.
You bet, Evan. You know, we've identified 300 volunteer positions throughout this tournament, from the time when the teams first get here on Wednesday until they leave Sunday evening. And we've never had a problem in filling all those positions. Bartlesville is just, they're a basketball town to start with, but they're very, very community-oriented. They understand the importance to Bartlesville and the surrounding area of us hosting this tournament. So they step up, and it's really a rewarding experience for us.
And I know if someone listening was interested in that, maybe for us run down the timeline of what they need to do from here until the middle of March, and what kind of time commitment we're talking about.
Karen Befford is in charge of our volunteer program, and Karen's already started signing people up for this year's tournament. She's contacting people that have helped in the past, and all. But if there's anybody out there that would like to find out more or to volunteer, the email address is bartlesvillesports@gmail.com. And if they will write to that address, we'll pick it up and get back with them and let them know what's available.
We're talking with Will Pruitt, the commissioner of the Great American Athletic Conference, and Bob Pomeroy, the chairman of the Bartlesville Sports Commission, about the upcoming GAC men's and women's basketball tournament at Bruin Fieldhouse. And then, of course, Bartlesville getting the extension in 2017, 2018, and 2019 for the tournament as well. And we got a chance to talk with Mr. Pruitt about it. But, Bob, what were your thoughts when you heard that Bartlesville was chosen to get three more years of the tournament?
That's really exciting, Evan. Will called me about maybe a week ago after the presidents had voted, and he told me that we had it. And Will and I talked, and we decided, let's not say anything. Let's not just let this kind of bleed out. Let's wait. So he can come to Bartlesville and we can actually make an announcement, and we're doing that today. And so I did tell our board about it day before yesterday. Now then that we're here and we've talked around town about it, boy, the excitement is great. Everybody is really, really pleased that the GAC is coming back. And like the commissioner said, we're the only home they know for their men and women's basketball championships. By the time this extension is over, they will have been here for 8 years, and we're hoping that's just a start of a long relationship.
And as we turn to 2016 now, I think we talked about this last year during an interview we did, and I talked about it with Mr. Pruitt as well, but community support of not only the volunteers we touched on, but coming out to the games and watching these athletes play is important as well. And I know that you sell tickets by session, and it's a very affordable, cool deal. You don't have to take your sporting dollar down to Tulsa in March. You can have plenty to do here in Bartlesville during that week.
Evan, there's seven sessions during the tournament, and you can buy a pass that'll get you into every single game. That's 14 games for $55, and students are $27 for that same pass. So you're right. It's very, very affordable. Concession stands are open out there. We have halftime entertainment. Rumble is coming on Friday evening, and he's been here several years now thanks to the conference. And he puts on a heck of a show. And the other thing that's really rewarding to a lot of people, Evan, is that we have a community project. And this year with the men playing on the first day Thursday, that means the women's teams will go out to Red Apple Bowling Center, and they'll go bowling with the special ed kids here in Bartlesville. That is really, it's a heartwarming, fun event that the local special ed kids, they look forward to it year-round. And the student-athletes of the GAC schools, they get into it, and I think they enjoy it every bit as much, if not more, than the special ed kids. Then on Friday, when the girls are playing, the boys' teams, the eight boys' teams, will visit eight elementary schools. And this has been just a terrific program that we've done ever since this program started. And again, the student athletes from the conference get as much out of it as the young kids. It's a wonderful deal. They talk about basketball. They talk about staying in school and a lot of really positive things. So it is a big community project. It brings the community of Bartlesville and the Great American Conference schools closer together all the time. Through those efforts, then we see attendance growing every year. The local people get more involved and they come out and see. And the fans from the various schools, when they come over, they have a good time, and we see them coming back year after year.
Chairman of the Bartlesville Sports Commission, Bob Pomeroy, and Will Pruitt, the commissioner of the Great American Conference. Anything else you'd like to add, Bob?
No, just that we're really excited about this. We hope that the community will support us like they always have, and we know that they're going to. We're just looking forward to start playing some basketball the first weekend in March.
There you go. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.